All right, so straight from Japan, I just got these Bibles in the mail. And before I get to those, though, I want to go over some backstory. Basically, now that I'm learning Japanese, I want a good Japanese Bible translation. But the problem is a lot of the modern Japanese Bibles are just like the modern English Bibles. They're corrupt. They're using bad manuscripts, bad translation practices. I don't want that. I want a King James equivalent Japanese Bible. And there was one that I knew of before called the Meiji version. It's from 1887. And basically that one, you know, because it's kind of old, it uses some old grammar, which isn't ideal. But it was translated from the King James English, which really isn't also ideal either, because then it's a translation of a translation. But it is possible, and there are a couple resources online. For instance, you can find PDFs of it. And there's also an app called Docudemo. So if I show you that on my phone here, you can basically read the whole Bible. It has New Testament and Old Testament, has all the furigana, and even has the King James English there. So you could get by with it. But the problem though was that it's not in print at all. I could not find a physical book of it anywhere. If you know of one, definitely let me know, but I've never seen one. So that was kind of my starting point. I knew about that one for a while now, but I really wanted a more modern version, and I finally found one. So I pull them out of the package here. So these are the books. Just says basically New Testament TR Japanese translation. So just Shinyaku Seisho TR Nihongo Yaku. And then it says it's by Eternal Life Ministries. But basically this is supposed to be a Japanese translation just of the New Testament directly from the Textus Receptus, which is what the King James translated from. So it should be a pretty equivalent text. It should be better than the Meiji Yaku because it was from, you know, that was a translation of a translation. This is directly from the original. So in that regard, it should be better. Just to give you kind of an overview, it is using a standard kind of traditional Japanese book format. So, you know, when English, our spine would be on the left, we'd open it like this. But in Japanese, the spine would be on the right. You'd open it like this. You'd read vertical, top right to bottom left. You know, that's no big deal getting used to. The thing though is it does have very minimal furigana. So, you know, actually being able to pronounce a lot of this stuff, you know, you'd have to basically type it out for me anyway, which isn't ideal. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to find a PDF or an app or anything of this. So, you know, transcribing this whole book obviously is going to take me quite a lot of time. But, you know, assuming that this is the best Bible version available for Japan, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm going to have to do. So, you know, certainly if you know that this has problems, if you think it's corrupt, you know, definitely let me know about that. Or if you know of just any good way of getting a digital version of this. So the way I bought these things was through this site called Mercari, which to best of my knowledge is basically like a Japanese eBay. You could see here that there were two of them, which is the two that I own. So one was 2,400 yen and the other was 2,700 yen. And basically if you go up to this blue banner here that says, you know, shop internationally with Buyee. So if you do that, the site actually becomes English. And you could see that, you know, the one was $22, the other one was $25. Of course, that's kind of deceptive because, you know, there's a whole lot of shipping costs after. Afterward. So the final cost for each of these two Bibles, one was $56, the other was $62. Of course, they're used. Obviously, they're pretty expensive, and it's pretty a lot of work to really get all of the forms and stuff to get them to buy it and ship it to you. But you know, from what I know, this is the best Bible available, so it's kind of a requirement. But going forward, if I wanted to recommend this Bible to a lot of people, it's pretty hard because right now I can only buy a used version of it, and that only happens when everyone pops up on their little eBay site. So, you know, the guy does have his own website where it looks like he sells them, but I think he only sells them in Japan. So definitely let me know if there's a way that you can buy these more readily and also cheaper. But that's basically it. So, like I said, you know, I'm assuming that this is the best Japanese Bible available. Of course, it's only a New Testament, but that's really all I need for now. You know, please let me know if you disagree. But otherwise, I'm going all in on this thing. So I hope that helps. God bless you. Have a great day.